Now here is a number one crossbar entity that has some interesting qualities, especially crosstalk. Let's just get a dial tone, this time from a prepay coin phone. Dial one digit, and just listen to the noise on the line. Now it's silent because we're no longer connected to the register sender. We're just sitting on the district junctor. This is very typical for number one crossbar. The district junctor is there as soon as you get your dial tone and it remains with you for the rest of your call. For that reason, they don't have to provide a separate trunk for so-called permanent signals. That is, subscribers leaving their phone off the hook without dialing. All they have to do is have the register sender, which gives you the dial tone and records your digits and out pulses, have that time out, leave you on the district junctor, and you've got a place that will hold the customer away from all that expensive equipment until he hangs up. And that's why the chances are that if you leave your phone off the hook on number one crossbar, it's just gonna click off to silence. And if you're very, very lucky, you might get the one permanent signal trunk that actually gives you a tone or recording, but at most there's one. Now in number five crossbar, there is no district junctor, so they can't leave you anywhere. They have to put you on a high tone trunk. Otherwise, you're just gonna keep getting a dial tone over and over. So, number 5 has a lot of trunks that just make high tone until you hang up. That's why you usually get that on number 5, while on number 1, you usually get this. And it's amazing how quiet this power is compared to what we were just hearing on the register sender. Now, this particular district junctor has a funny relay ring sound that it makes as Ben flashes his hook a few times in anticipation of hanging up. Let's hang up and do the same thing again, and you'll hear another aspect of crosstalk that we hear more so in this particular central office than anywhere else. Namely, people, especially kids, talking while dialing. That happens a lot here. And here you can hear other people getting dial tones and dialing. Again, we're just left on the junctor. Let's hang up. I have one more of these. This one was recorded from a dial tone first payphone on the mezzanine of the Hunts Point Avenue subway station. Most of this is real telephone crosstalk. But on this example, the voices are not from the phone line, but are just people shouting in the station. Hey, this time we actually got a permanent signal holding trunk. This is specifically set aside for phones that have been left off the hook. The sounds you hear in the background here vaguely suggest that maybe a recording's going to come on saying please hang up, and then after that there might be tones, but here it just keeps doing this. Interesting. No coin return process when you hang up on the permanent signal trunk. And it is consistent. I checked the tapes. That does happen every time. So the district junctor by itself with nothing connected to it will return your coin when you hang up. But if it connects you through to a permanent signal trunk, then it is up to that trunk to return the coins. And in this case, they don't bother. Now on local calls from number one crossbar, once you have dialed the office code, the call actually starts to go through. And if you stop dialing before the last digit and then just wait, under these conditions it will just drop you to the idle state and you'll get a new dial tone. Here, with a lot of nice crosstalk again, this time with phones ringing in the neighborhood, is an example of doing that. This is the Ho Avenue, Bronx, central office, which quite possibly holds a world record, because Ho Avenue has 9 office codes of number one crossbar, and there is no other central office in New York that has that many crossbar one codes. And if nothing in New York can break that record, it's very likely there's no place in the world that can. Now, in this part of the Bronx, all the payphones are in either DA3 or TI2, and while those two codes are separate for incoming calls, they originate together. Therefore, all the payphones in this neighborhood are served by the same outgoing switching entity, and it has old dial tone, no touch tone available. However, in this neighborhood there is another number one crossbar entity that does have touch tone and new dial tone. I don't know which office codes are in it, but we do know it exists because... I have just dialed 660, which in the downstate area is the primary ringback code. This is a test line that installers and repairmen use. And that little tone there is a touchtone test. It would have beeped twice had we dialed 1 through 0 on a touchtone dial, but since we didn't, it waited 15 seconds and beeped once. Hey, that was another 660 user ringing his phone and then picking it up. Let me play that part again. Cool. Now I dialed 1 4 times. That's 2 more, which adds up to 6. So I can hang up now and... Oh. That's odd. Usually, if you dial 1-6 times, that's the same as dialing 6, which is how you tell the circuit to ring you back. But dialing 1-6 times didn't work just now. Let's call 660 back, and this time, dial a 6. Squeak. It makes a relay squeak when you actually dial 6. So there's a difference between dialing 6 and dialing 1-6 times. That's different from what I grew up with. In any case, hanging up now will make it ring. Love the relay sounds. Let's do that again. There's more than one trunk to 660, but this is my favorite because of that sound. Hanging up now without dialing 6. In New York City, 411 and 555-1212 each go to directory assistance, and they can go to different directory assistance bureaus. Before directory assistance charging, there were a lot more directory assistance bureaus than there are now. And I think back then there might have been some 411s that only covered yours and an adjacent borough, requiring you to dial 555-1212 if you wanted directory assistance for a borough that is not yours or the next one. But I don't know that for sure. From this Bronx Crossbar 1, let's try dialing 411 and see if she will give me a Queens listing.
Directory assistance?
Yeah, City Line Lumber Company in Springfield Gardens or Laurelton or Rosedale.
One moment, please. I checked in Queens, under the name of City Line Lumber.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't see anything that's called City Line Lumber for Queens.
Okay, I'll investigate further. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So the 411 here in the Bronx can look up a Queens listing. Next is 555 plus a random last four digits.
Help you.
Yeah, you have a number for Sherman Square Studios in Manhattan.
Sherman Square Studio? Certainly. Now West 73rd Street. It's TR76700.
Trafalgar 76700.
Right.
Thank you.
At this point in time, directory assistance is free from payphones, but they do charge from home and business phones. And there's a clue that they are charging, because on both of these calls, right when the operator answers, you hear a 5800 Hz tone. This. Here's a snippet of each of the previous calls and listen for that tone just when the operator's answering.
Director assistance?
Yeah, City Line Lumber Company.
Director, can I help you?
Yeah, you have a number for Sherman.
The 5800 Hz tone is used for identifying your line on long distance calls, but it also plays a role here in directory assistance charging. We never looked into exactly how this works. What we do know is that in the mid-70s, the old meters, the message registers, which was a four-digit meter for each line, were quietly replaced with a magnetic tape system called the VIDAR local message metering system. We had heard that the new system did not record the number you called, but it could record its own. And it came in just in time for directory assistance charging, so chances are on the magnetic tape directory assistance was just another zone. I can tell you that on normal charged local message unit calls, you don't hear a 5800, just directory assistance. And as for how panels were charging for directory assistance, it's something we never thought about. I don't know how they did it, because as far as I know, the panels still had the meters in the middle 70s. Here's calling 611, repair service.
What number do I call to discuss a problem on a 425 number in downtown Manhattan when I'm not in downtown Manhattan at the time?
All right, one moment please, sir. Okay, without any charge, you dial 344-9941, sir.
344-9941.
Right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome,
Bye.
Sir. Bye.
Hello, telephone repair. Telephone repair service. Hello.
It just keeps ringing. I had to hang up to stop bothering them. That is probably an accident. Now, an operator board, an old plug board, does work that way, but I don't think 611 is meant to. Here's a call to the weather, first in its original incarnation, where 936 plus any four digits just clicked right into the weather, sometimes preceded by a brief ringtone. I apologize for hanging up. I didn't want to spend the dime. Now here's the weather circa 1977, still on 936-1212, but using the new Autochron system, where multiple 936 programs are provided.
Midtown temperature for
By the way, on that last example, there is no question that it is sending digits to the new Autochron machine. Rather than just dumping into the trunk like it did in the old days.
Possibly a few thunder showers.
Here's another 936 call. This is to one of the horoscope numbers. Not the good ones from 1973 with Jane Barbie, but that second round with an unknown announcer that appeared in late 1977, more or less. I do hang up on this call, but it's worth listening to because, once again, we hear another kid talking while dialing. The announcer doing horoscopes in New York as of January 1978 doesn't sound familiar, but you can hear her on this next call. I'm calling 999-33-whatever, and what this announcement does is tell you what 936 number to dial to get the horoscope for your sign.
Aquarius, 936-6161, Pisces, 936-6262. Please call today. This is Liz Gardner for Horoscopes by Phone. Here's the number to call for your Gene Dixon horoscope. Only a dime or less from 212, 516, and 914 areas. Long distance elsewhere. If your sign is Aries, dial 936-5050. Taurus, 936-5151. Gemini, 936-5252. Cancer, 936-5353. Leo, 936-5454. Virgo, 936-5656. Libra, 936-5757. Scorpio, 936-5858. Sagittarius, 936-5959. Capricorn, 936-6060. Aquarius, 936-6161. Pisces, 936-6262. Please call today. This is Liz Gardner for Horoscopes by Phone. Here's the number to call.
You know, that was kind of insufferable. And it wasn't even Jane. I think I'd rather be listening to this.
Temperature 59. Temperature 60. Temperature 61. Temperature 62. Temperature 63. Temperature 64.
I don't know about you, but I feel better already. While we're on the subject of horoscopes in New York, let's take a little digression. Before 1973, the 999 exchange was just the New York City report. Traffic, parking regulations, transit. It didn't matter what last four digits you dialed. But then in 73, they installed something that made it possible to provide multiple services on 999. And one of those that showed up fairly early was called Dial Your Stars on 999-4242, although the last two digits you dialed didn't matter.
Monday, May 28th. Hello, Scorpio. Investments can bring substantial profits now if you take advantage of offers presented by others. Someone close to you can be helpful, so get all the opinions. A co-worker may offer difficulties, and if you can't reach an agreement easily, don't bother with this person. I'll be right back after this message.
We hope the stars are in your favor, but if they aren't and you find yourself lying awake with a headache, remember gentle Excedrin PM. It relieves the headache and its tension, helps you relax for a good night's sleep, so the next morning you should wake refreshed with no grogginess. When a headache keeps you from sleeping, remember gentle Excedrin PM.
Relationships reveal unexpected qualities now, and you may find yourself changing a previously held opinion. Till tomorrow, Lynn Morgan.
Excedrin PM was the only paid sponsorship during the entire run, but there were two other spots, fillers, one by John Doyle, the other by Don Elliott.
Monday, May 28th. Hello, Sagittarius. Your approach to relationships is likely to bring about pleasing developments in your public image today. Rewards are great as the compliments come pouring in, but give credit to friends who may have helped you. I'll be right back after this message.
Dial Your Stars hopes you're enjoying your horoscope forecast each day. And so do our sponsors, who make this unusual service possible. If you want to continue adding this extra dimension to your life, we'd appreciate your support of our sponsors' products and services.
Your romantic luck is unparalleled now, and a sudden new development may turn a friend into a potential marriage partner. Till tomorrow, Lynn Morgan.
Here's Jane remembering Dial Your Stars.
We had fun doing those. Of course, we had to, the engineer and I would rewrite every horoscope that came in. They had a licensed horoscopist or whatever, astrologer, writing the fortunes or forecasts. I don't know, what do you call them? The message, anyway. And she was so positive with her things, with her advice, that we were afraid we'd get in trouble, that somebody could sue us, because she would say, you know, go buy AT&T today, it's going to be terrific. And we, of course, could not go out on a limb like that. And so we would have to generalize it and say the signs are favorable to financial investments or some such, you know. So we had lots of fun with that. But I was really sorry that they stopped it. I understand that New York is hoping to institute it again when they pick up a sponsor somewhere.
Here's the Don Elliott filler spot.
Here's news. Now you can dial your stars for your horoscope forecast 24 hours a day, every day, 7 days a week. Tell your friends they can dial their stars 24 hours a day. Our telephone number stays the same, but now you can call at any hour around the clock. You'll be glad you did.
But Dial Your Stars had a problem that really did cut into its potential popularity. In spite of the fact that 999 could now provide multiple services, it could not provide 12 telephone numbers, one for each sign. That was too many. So how did they handle it?
Our telephone number stays the same, but now you can call at any hour around the clock.
At any hour around the clock, provided that you called at the right minutes after the hour. If you were Aries, you had to call between the top of the hour and 4 minutes after. If you were Taurus, from 5 minutes after any hour until 9 minutes after, and so on.
Did you find yourself with a headache?
I'm afraid so, and keep in mind that in 1973, most clocks were not digital and were not precisely set. This was a big problem, and I think it's ultimately the reason the service could not succeed. But maybe that was the idea. I've seen at least one other telephone scheme set up from the beginning to fail. The business plan is to take a lot of money, start the thing, and then never pay the phone bill.
They only had one sponsor.
Well, it was Bristol Myers, and Bristol Myers had picked up the tab. This was a very complicated thing. Autocron was merely the supplier. They did not buy the service. A New York outfit called the Merrick Corporation, not to be confused with David Merrick, had contacted Bristol Myers and said, will you pay this much money for this kind of a telephone service? They said yes. So they did this first in New Orleans. And I've forgotten, they went under because these people didn't pay their bills or something to that effect. And then somehow or other, they conned Bristol Myers into doing it again in New York. And again, the same Merrick Corporation didn't pay their bills, didn't pay the telephone company, didn't pay Autocron, you know, which provided the tapes. And Bristol Myers just got so fed up and said, this is it, we have had it. So. Yes, it's unfortunate. And then, of course, it left the telephone company kind of hanging high and dry, too. But I think that they will eventually get back to it. They're talking about it.
Who's Lynn Morgan?
Pseudonym.
Yeah, I wondered if that
pseudonym,
was...
Pseudonym, yes.
Yeah, just a pseudonym.
Yes.
Okay.
I felt that was safer, too.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be so careful when you just make general statements to the public. You really do, because there's always somebody around a corner looking to sue you for something.
Well, that was a fun digression, and maybe it was a little too far-fetched, because what does Jane Barbie have to do with the Bronx? In any case, let's get back to the Bronx, and here is an intra-office call to the DA3 Ho Avenue Crossbar 1.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording.
What is the number you're calling, please?
323-9999.
323-9999?
Yes.
323-9999 has been disconnected. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We only thought we were done with Jane, but now maybe we're going to get too much of a good thing.
I'm sorry.
Nah, no way. In the Bronx, there was a centralized intercept system, which originally had its own recording in the early 70s, and before 1975, the operators had a unique answer phrase.
Sorry, couldn't go through what number you're calling.
That was the only intercept in North America that answered that way. And then in the middle 70s, when I was working hard to preserve it, it was borrowing the recording from West 50th Street in Manhattan, this famous one.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording.
Sorry, may I have the number you're calling, please?
681-9970.
681-9970?
Right.
681-9970. Would you dial again, please?
Surely. All thank right. you.
She started to say the old answer phrase, but cut herself off after the word sorry.
Sorry, may I have the number you're calling, please?
Then in 1976, the Bronx once again got its own recording up there, but this time it was Jane.
This is a recording.
Now here's a call to almost that same number, 328-9999, still in this same building, circa 1978.
You have reached 328-9999 is not in service. In area code 212, please check the number and dial again. 328-9999 is not in service. In area code 212.
May I help you?
Now that's new, but it's a Jane AIS, and those are not new. So what's happened is they've shifted the coverage area of the world's third AIS, the one in Upper Manhattan. Originally, it covered all of Manhattan. Then they made a few adjustments where they took the panels out of it, but they kept it for Manhattan. And then they decided to move it up and have it take over the Bronx and continue in Upper Manhattan, while for Lower Manhattan...
In area code 212.
Yeah, well, try to avoid featuring that, but we'll hear it here and there. Now, of course, the first place we heard Jane in the Bronx was here.
The call you have made requires a 10-cent deposit. Please hold on, wait for dial tone, deposit 10 cents, and dial your call again.
Now, once we began making comprehensive tapes of the Bronx, including the overtime mechanism, we...
I beg your pardon. Your time is up.
Yeah, I know. I'm winding up. Will you please...
Please deposit 5 cents now for the next 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, right.
Or your conversation will be automatically interrupted.
That won't be necessary, because I'm done for now.
Thank you.
That's it for this segment. The next one will have more of this wonderful number one crossbar office, and not so much Jane. That's the next Ho Avenue program.